That's all I know. Is that the end?
There you go. That's muy bueno. Tonight we're doing Immaculate. Speaking of not Spanish, it's Italian. Immaculate is what we are talking about tonight. Italian. I mean, it's an American film, but it takes place in Italy. Immaculate is advertised to you as the Sydney Sweeney horror movie. I don't know. Yes. Did this happen recently? Did you get like a memo or an email or something to notify you that Sydney Sweeney will be advertised in all movies she is in heavily for the next couple of months? Because
TikTok.
Is that what it is? Because like prior to like she's in Madam Web, which flopped horribly, and I saw that, but not mm-hmm. for her, just to hate watch something. And you know, she's like the third or fourth character. Like she's just a character in that. She's not even like the main thing. And I know she was in that other like Hot or Not movie you saw. Like
I didn't see it, but anyone but you.
Oh, okay. Yeah. You drafted
Hot or Not.
you know what it is. The one you drafted it for the tournament. That's what it was. Didn't see it, but I was like, I've never heard of this woman. I've never seen her or anything. And all of a sudden she's in like four big movies, like large theater movies.
She was in that movie that we watched. It was like a documentary about like she kept a secret from the military.
Oh my God. She kept a secret from the military. I got to look this up now.
Remember she kept a secret. No. We watched it. We did a review on her. She kept a secret from the military and they came to her house and they questioned her. And it was really slow moving. It was about, remember they came, all these like FBI agents came to her house.
Oh yeah. I just thought reality. She was in reality. Yeah.
Yeah.
I forgot about the movie. Yeah. That was last year too. I forgot about that. I was just looking it up. I'm like, I kind of remember what you're talking about, but I couldn't, yeah, I forgot about that. Oh, that's her. I didn't even make the connection that's her. And I think I made the note when I saw it. I was like, I don't know her from anything, but now she's like a thing, I guess.
She was also in that HBO show that everyone watched that I really liked.
Euphoria?
Too. Well, she wasn't Euphoria. I didn't really like that, but...
She was in a different HBO show.
Yeah.
Well, she's really getting a lot of work.
The mom of the music's like... White Lotus.
Oh, White Lotus. Oh, I haven't seen that either.
Oh, White Lotus is good. But yeah, she's been in like a ton of things recently. I just don't know how she's got the time. It's like she's Hermione where she like does a spell where she can like time travel so she can...
Oh, the time turner.
See, or something. I don't know, but it's not possible for her to do this many things at once.
An American nun embarks on a new journey when she joins a remote covenant in the Italian countryside. However, her warm welcome quickly turns into a living nightmare when she discovers her new home harbors a sinister secret and unspeakable horrors. 71% on Rotten Tomatoes with critics, 62% with audience, 56% Metacritic, 6.3 IMDb. So a lot of upper middle scores here. So if you haven't seen Immaculate in theaters now, hour and a half, and that's all the detail you really need to know. I think it's kind of a less you know, the better kind of thing. So, you know, going in.
Yeah, I actually don't even think I watched the trailer before I saw this. I saw some reviews on TikTok saying, wow, this was so good, but I haven't seen the official trailer.
Okay, so you had heard this was really good. You went in to see this because you heard it was good. I went in because I had time.
Well, no. A, I went to see it because it was a horror movie. True. And then B, it was also really good.
Okay. I gotcha. So we're going to get into spoilers now. And so this nun, the movie is showing kind of a, not a flashback, but it's showing a separate series of events. A woman running out of the covenant. She's got escaping with the key ring, trying to get out of a locked gate, fumbling with the keys. And right off the bat, I'm like, oh man, it's looking like kind of like a regular horror movie. I don't know if this is, I'm hoping for a little flair here, but it's looking pretty kind of typical up front. But then we are introduced to Sister Cecilia, who turned into religion at a very young age because she nearly drowned in a frozen lake. She was declared dead for like 7 minutes, and then she was revived, convinced that it is her purpose, God's purpose, for her to go to serve God. She gets an invitation from Father Sal Tedeschi. Sal Tedeschi, to join an exclusive covenant in Italy that tends to dying nuns in their last days. And so she gets there, and she is greeted, and she's treated coldly by the one nun. Do I have to say the names? There's, like, nun who doesn't like her. There's friend nun. There's leader nun, old nun. Leader old nun. There's really
crazy
old...
Crazy nun.
Yeah, there's crazy... Is there only one crazy nun, or is there a couple old crazy nuns? I feel like there's a couple, but maybe there's only the one main one.
There's one main one.
The one main one. There's one main crazy nun, and then there's two, like, male figures. There's the younger father, the Father Sal, and then the older cardinal, the guy in the red, the older dude. So the hook of the movie, like, she's there for a bit and they're taking care of the people, but the hook of the movie happens when she, I'm watching this first 20-30 minutes, I'm like, nothing's really happening. It's just kind of like a regular horror movie. There's been a couple jump scares, but they're not even like the real ones. They're the ones where, like, startled on the tap on the shoulder. I think a bird hits a window once in this movie. Real stuff, yeah, that I'm not into. And then she gets pregnant all of a sudden, and the scene they do it in, it's like a pretty good scene where they're like, you haven't been with a man, like, have you ever, you must promise us you have never, blah blah blah. And then they're like, it is a miracle, you are with a child. And I was like, oh, where's this going? And then I was like, oh, I'm the dumbest man alive, the movie's called Immaculate. How did I not think that this is gonna be a movie about immaculate conception, a horror movie about immaculate conception?
I didn't even think about that.
Okay, so I'm not the dumbest man alive, or maybe we are the dumbest man and woman alive that we're like.
No, I think I might be a little bit dumber because I didn't even know immaculate conception is a term.
Okay, all right. I already feel a little bit better about myself, but I was like, oh, that's why it's called Immaculate. And from then on, we get her progressively becoming more pregnant, but then it's like, is something going on? Is there something fishy going on? Is there something up with this church? Weird behaviors, bad dreams, scary things, and then a third act twist that becomes interesting. The choice they make is interesting. So, Jess, Immaculate, what'd you think of it?
So I came in with high expectations because I heard good reviews. Yeah.
Okay.
And it did well for a horror movie, so I'll give it that. Mm. No, I think the horror movies are getting better. They're getting rated better, and I agree that they are a little more creative than they have been.
Yeah.
So I was excited for this, and I think my expectations were about where it was. I think if I had lower expectations and I went into it, I'd like it even more. Mm. But I'm very satisfied with what I saw. I think Sydney Sweeney did excellent in this. Again, she's been in a vast majority of roles. She's not that cookie cutter kind of role. She's kind of done everything the past couple years, which is pretty insane. But I liked the plot. It's something that we've seen before. I thought they were going to do like a exorcism, devil in the womb kind of thing, but I kind of like that they didn't, and you didn't actually see the baby, which I actually liked that too.
I actually liked that too. When we get there, I was like, honestly, thank God we don't need to see this baby. I'm kind of exhausted with the gore, but yeah.
And it was somewhat realistic, so it wasn't like a ghost came to life and then there are spirits everywhere. Like,
no,
not saying this could happen in real life, but it at least is more of a realistic horror movie than just spirits, mm-hmm, ghosts, things coming back from the dead kind of thing. So I do like that. It kind of grounded you a bit there.
I agree with you on that too. It's like, I went in like, oh, it's nuns. It's going to be spiritual. It's going to be demons,
yeah,
you know,
exactly,
possession. And it's not. It's like science fiction horror, because it's like, mm-hmm, the thing that's like, I mean, we're in spoilers already, that the hook, the third act hook of the movie, the twist, the thing that happens is like, oh, like, she's been impregnated in like a DNA cloning of the Christ, of the blood of Christ, from one of the nails from the cross that he was nailed to. So they have like a little bit of blood from his DNA, and so and with the DNA, and they're trying to clone Christ and re-impregnate him into women, and they're gonna make that the second coming and bring about the revelations, the end of the world, or the savior of the world. They don't know, but they're crazy religious fanatics, and they're doing a science thing. I'm like, oh, I didn't see that coming. I will.
No.
I'm like, I was watching this first 20 minutes, and I'm like, oh man, this is just a crappy horror movie, isn't it? This is just one of those ones that I'm going to go on with Jess, and she's going to be like, it was good, it jumped and I scared. And I'm like, yeah, but it's... but I'll be like, yeah, but it sucked. It was the same thing. We always see it as the same crap, and it's the same. And then for a while it was, but then this movie had a couple of spurts like that, I feel like. Those science fiction things.
I wasn't on board at first. I'm like, who is this girl and why is she everywhere? I think I was a little suspicious. It's kind of like I'm at school and I'm like, who's this new girl and why is she in all my classes? Like something like that.
Always good. Being welcoming as ever. Yes.
Yeah, but I do think that this movie changed my opinion from her. Like I kind of thought that she was more cookie cutter, and then this is drastically different. I think she proved me wrong in this, so I'm more accepting of her now.
More accept. I feel like the things, now that I think of it, because I had forgotten about reality, but this compared to her performance in like Madam Web, compared to her performance in like reality, and then I'm just thinking about I didn't see anyone but you, but like you see the trailers, you kind of know what you're getting mm-hmm. there. This is a vastly different range. It's not what I was expecting. What is she like in White Lotus?
She was just a bitchy teenage daughter.
Okay, so just was she? I mean, that show's loaded with talent. Was she any remarkable or no? Nah?
I don't think she had a super big role. She was just like the parents' kid.
I didn't really get her appeal until the third act when she has to do like the all the heroic action-y kind of end act stuff. That,
so like the catacomb stuff.
Yeah, but like she from getting her feet branded to the end, I was like, oh, I kind of get it. Like she's kind of good. She's actually kind of better. And maybe it's just because Madam Web sucks so much that it was her being bad at it. But like, oh, maybe she's actually a better like action-y star, because like I haven't seen her like dramatic scenes as like, oh, like that's amazing, you know. I thought like the last 20 minutes, like that's where I was like, oh, I kind of get it. Like I that was the first time I was watching it where I was like, I kind of get the Sydney Sweeney appeal. And then another part of me was like, is it just AI algorithms like saying like she's the one in the movie that we should advertise about? I don't know. Like part of me was wondering that too. Like, is her popularity real or is it artificial?
I guess you question a lot of that these days. You never know.
I don't get the chance very often these days, but Nicole was out of town. That's why she's not on any of the last couple of reviews. And I double featured. I saw this in another horror movie that's out right now, which we're not going to review, but I'll bring it up in my when we do our next catch-up, Late Night with the Devil. You should see that if you have a chance to see that in theaters. It's very good, but I won't do a full thing on it. But I double featured. I saw this and that in the same night, and I think... Like I said, I liked this more than I thought I would, but I saw this after that, and I was kind of like, oh, I feel like if I hadn't saw a much more original my kind of horror movie right before this, maybe I would be like really impressed, because I don't want to undersell some of the weirdness in here. Some of the weirdness, mm-hmm. like really. Remember, did you watch Malignant? Is that the one you stopped watching because you thought it was so stupid?
Maybe. Which one was it about?
The one, well, we didn't, I don't think you got to the twist, but the woman like lives in a house and there's like, and they say, we got to cut out the cancer. And like, oh God, I think you stopped watching it in like the middle of it and you didn't even get to the crazy twists. Malignant, people would know what I'm talking about. The twist is like, there's a crazy twin inside.
I mean, that sounds right.
This sounds typical.
Yeah.
The gore. Were you expect, this is this movie.
This movie okay, so the chicken scene was so genius.
Oh, like her attempted escape?
Yeah, that was so smart.
I
never would have thought of that.
I was like... Did you think of that in this... Like, I didn't realize it until the old creepy nun found the chicken. I was like...
Oh, yeah, that's what I meant. Like, she was just so smart to have done that.
Right before that, too, wasn't the other sister, like the friend sister, taken away for like speaking out,
was she already dead at that point?
I can't remember if she was dead. Well, like, didn't they like take her away and then she's like, she's dead? They find her later, like in the catacombs.
Well, yeah. I mean, like they killed her off.
Right. Well, she's. I think she's already.
I liked her, but like I knew she was gonna die because I'm like, oh, she's just so cool and chill. They're gonna kill this one off.
I was surprised they didn't go for a more twisty route. I thought maybe they were gonna make that her like a secret villain and make the uptight asshole sister like actually the good guy later on. But instead, they just make her like crazy. Like I was supposed to be me who got the child inside. What would you do if you were here, Jess? What would you do in this situation?
Well, I would not be smart enough to think of a chicken scene. But there was just some part of the movie where Sydney Sweeney just gets fed up. She's like, all right, I'm just going to kill anyone that I see. And I was like, if I was in that situation, I would do that. Like, she just snapped and she's like, all right, anyone that comes into contact, I'm just going to kill.
Yeah.
I'm just fed up with
the
this.
Late act rampage is pretty, her hobbling around on the burnt feet, like late act, it gets pretty rampaging. Oh my god, the lab. When they sure show the lab, I'm just trying to get like your reaction when you're watching this. Are you thinking like how I'm thinking, like this is like a regular, like pretty good horror movie, and then you get to the third act, you're like, oh, there's like Jesus cloning in jars? Like, what are you thinking when this is coming up at this point?
I mean, it does kind of make sense because a guy introduced himself, he's like, yeah, I worked in biology or something mm-hmm. my whole life, but then he just changed his mind and said nothing made sense, and then I found this. So I'm like, it all ties together. Yeah. He's just been obsessed with this. So I do like the tie. So I think it works really nicely.
I think that actually, another reason why, like, there's some kind of irritating, boring beats about this, and it is very short, too. Like, clearly they don't have a ton of material to work with. She shows up, she gets pregnant, she tries to escape once. And then,
so was there a scene where we saw her get impregnated, or did I miss that?
I think we're supposed to think that. Remember when she woke up in the middle of the night early on, and one of the old, I think it was the old nun, was in there? I think that we're supposed to believe that was her getting impregnated then. But
okay, I wish it was a little more explicit.
It isn't, you're right.
Like, did I miss that part? When did that happen?
But I think that was part of the reason why I didn't make the connection to the title, the Immaculate title, or like when they're sitting in the room. That was one of like the first, in my opinion, like good, like traditionally good scenes in the movie, where she gets called into the office, into the principal's office. She's got all the cardinals there, the father's there, like they're all in there, and they're like questioning her, like, have you ever been with a man? She's like, no, I have never been with a man. Like, and she's genuinely confused. And like, then that's when it's revealed that she's pregnant. Like, it's not mm-hmm. until they get really late into that conversation when I realize, oh shit, she's pregnant. Oh shit, the title of the movie's Immaculate. Oh, I'm watching an Immaculate Conception movie. Oh, it's a horror movie. Oh, we saw that girl at the beginning. She's running away. Oh, they must be doing something to the girls here. But I thought it was going to be some sort of satanic ritual. Like, oh, we're going to...
Yeah.
Wouldn't that have been so much more boring? Like, in everything else? Like, oh, we're going to call upon the demon and the demon will be impregnated in you. Like, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah,
like,
but you're right. Instead, it's more of a science fiction thing.
Yeah, which is like, it's not that it's better. It's just something we haven't seen before. Or at least I haven't seen recently. Like, I can't call to mind, like, oh, like, they're doing the religious, it's like, it's almost like they're like, oh, you think it's gonna be demons, but it's actually this. Like, it's like a good little extra twist that you otherwise, you know, you wouldn't have been thinking it that way. But this movie is, I think I was saying it earlier, this movie's pretty gory. I am kind of shocked at how gory this movie is, and I, not that I'm a prude,
it's not like blood spurting out gory, like stupid gory. It I do think, like, the gory shots are realistic, but it's not,
no, they're not bad. They just, maybe I just don't like gore. Like, I don't want, like, I just don't.
Well, you like the funny gore, where it's like, oh, they just cut someone's neck and you watch him bleed out for, like, 5 seconds and it shoots, like, a sprinkler.
Yeah, I do like that, but when they did, like, the tongue cutting scene in here, like, that was... I just didn't like that, not from just like a filmmaking perspective, a storytelling perspective, and like, I just didn't like, want to see it the way they did it, because what they really, like, they just showed it straight up, they didn't do any like cuts around it to make it look like, oh, is it going to be like, they just kind of like almost Saw style, just showed you them cutting a tongue, and like when the woman, when she falls off the top and she smashes her face, and it's, they just show her face like all smashed up, and I'm like, I guess maybe some people want to see that, but like, I don't know.
I want to see that.
That's what you think. So you're like, at the end, you're like, where the fuck's my baby at the end of this movie? That's what you're thinking.
No. I'm glad they didn't show that decrepit, weird thing.
Okay. All right. You have, like, a line.
I'm sure the producers or directors, whatever, were like back and forth. And like, should we show it? Mm-hmm. Should we make something? Should we try? Should we not? I like using your imagination of just hearing it and just imagining like how ugly and decrepit and weird that thing was.
I think I agree with you that it's better in the eye of the beholder. And also, like, I at that point, I am exhausted by the gore. Like, I knew after that guy, the father, falls into the lab and, like, it explodes and we don't see what happens to him. Like, oh, he's not dead. He's going to come back out deformed because that's what you do. Like, when someone goes into a lab and the lab blows up and you don't see if they died, they're going to come out of it with some sort of deformity and they're like, rah! Like, and of course that's what mm-hmm. happens. So, but like, at least we're kind of like having fun with it. That actor, what is it? Alvaro Morte, the guy who played the younger father, looks like a young Tim Curry. I thought he was really mm-hmm. good. I thought he like played the main, I guess the main villain pretty well. Like, I guess he's the main villain, but
I fell for everything he said.
Yeah, and, like, I wanted to cheer for him. When he does the look back in the car during the, like you said, like, one of the better scenes, the chicken ruse, and he looks back, he's just like, oh, man, I was hoping this, it wasn't going to go this way, but we got to go with cross brands on the feet. what was your crowd like for this? I'm curious, because, like, I saw this on a Tuesday night, so it was, like, the coupon crowd, so... Moderate crowd reactions?
I saw it Saturday at like 7:30, so that's peak time to see it.
Okay.
Yeah, the theater was really filled, and I thought it was going to be with rowdy teenagers, but it wasn't. Everyone was silent. I don't think anyone said anything.
No one laughed or gasped or anything?
No one said anything. Everyone was silent, and it was like 3/4 of the way filled.
That's weird. What? Even at the... Like, I'm thinking like... Ours had some, I would say, lighter reaction than I was expecting. Like, no one was really laughing at, like, the corny, like, jokes with, like, the friends, but, and no one was really, like, gasping audibly anyway, or like, oh, like, at, like, the jump scares, or, you know, the things leading up. But at the third act, a little bit was going, like, when they started to do, like, the crazy stuff, the crazier things, I was like, I started to hear some rumblings, but I'm surprised at a full theater. It's a solid movie. I like. It's like, it's not the best thing I've seen, but it's like, for this kind of movie, for a, this is like a classic. Like, for a Jess movie, this is like not bad. Like, it's got some ideas.
I gotta agree with you.
Like, this is a total, like, what did we see last year? There, like, there were two horror movies I think we did last year that were like traditional Jess movies, and I think they both made your top. I think they were year one and two, but it was It Lives Inside, the one with the jar, the Indian girls in the jar. Yeah. And then there was the really good one, Talk to Me. Like that, like,
yeah, like, Talk to Me. This is good.
This is like pretty solidly in between those two for me. If we're just talking about like the most recent you and I horror movies we've talked about, like Talk to Me still kind of like, oh man, I get
so good.
I get chills thinking about it still. I'm just like, eh, God damn, I love that. So good. If is that streaming yet? Because that's one where I would watch my favorite like 15 or 20 minutes of that movie like right now. Like the hanging out with the hand.
I haven't seen, but I
the last 15 minutes. Oh,
it's so good.
It's such a fun ride. But and then like the other one, Lives Inside, of like, oh, it's like solid. This is like kind of in between there, where like it's like an upper middle tier Jess movie in my is kind of how I felt watching it.
Yeah, no, I think I agree with you. I was afraid when they went into the catacomb, you know, when you have a scary movie and then it takes a turn and you're like, why did it do that? I was afraid this is going to be like, oh, I mean, like, I guess there kind of was dead people, but I thought it was going to be like zombies or devils. And then but the catacombs are pretty cool. I thought that was a good way to end it.
It was a good visual ad, and it doesn't drag. It knows, like, this movie is, what is it, 89 minutes? Like, it gets to the catacombs, it gets to, like, the lab, like, the lab explodes, goes to the catacombs, we're out of there in 10 minutes. Like, that's the end of the movie. Like, she has her final fight, she has, the last 3 minutes is a visceral birth scene. Like, visceral, like, as for a movie that's been showing so much gore, it's mostly just showing her, like, reacting and, like, acting, and she's really good. Like, she's, that in those scenes, I'm like, oh, I get it. I buy it, she's selling it, and then she has to... Mm-hmm. She's got to take out that abomination. I like that we don't see what that baby is. We just hear.
But you hear it.
You hear it. And you're like, I don't think that's a regular baby. Whatever that sound is, that's not regular baby sounds. No. So you're like, let's not even take the risk. It's the you open up a door in a horror movie and it's a dark, and then you open and turn on the light and it's terrifying down there. And you're like, nope, you close the door. That's what she did. She looked at, she saw that baby and she was like, nope, not going to even.
I was afraid she was going to be like, oh, this is my child now. Where I'm glad
but maybe like, I can raise it. I can raise it right. Yeah. And like, and I think that was a lot of the top Letterboxd comments. I love reading the Letterboxd comments on these. It was just like, yeah, just that was the right move. Like, she didn't. Like any
no attachment,
exactly. Just like, no, this is my baby. I am a mother. Like, nope, this thing is a creature. It's gonna destroy us all, and I would like to not be destroyed. So good job, Sydney Sweeney. You won over a couple skeptics. We're gonna recommend Immaculate, Jess.
Yes, and I wouldn't be surprised if this ends up in my top five.
Hey, it's only March. Maybe this will be the first year when we get to the top five. You say this was a really good year in movies. You won't say, you know, there were four movies I liked and everything else I just didn't care about. But we will see what happens. But Immaculate in the books. We got Bottoms. We got that review finally coming out. It's in the can. So, listener suggestion Bottoms. That review is coming out. And then there's some things coming out next month. I want to see Civil War. Alex Garland's Civil War. That. The director of Ex Machina and Annihilation. Those are a couple.
Ooh.
Yeah, favorites of our show, and it's already got like 90-something%. I think our Rotten Tomatoes. It's getting good early buzz. So hopefully we will be doing that, and then I'm trying to think of it. We'll let you know. In the meantime, if you have things to recommend to us, we do take listener suggestions, like Bottoms, the next thing coming out. Films with the Women in My Life on Facebook. Reach out to me on Instagram. I'm Brennan_podhost. And you can email the show filmswiththewomen@gmail.com. Jess, thanks for being on for Immaculate.
Always a pleasure with a horror movie.
That's right. And a lot of these, I like our new format where it's mostly just, it's actually easier to me in the end. I will sit down with you guys, do our one-on-one shows, and then we'll catch up, you know, once a month, the four of us. Catch up on the things. That way no one's watching crap they don't want to see. You're watching horror movies. Mama K's watching the blockbusters. Nicole's watching stuff. Nicole's watching nothing in a theater. Like, everyone's happy, you know?
Nicole's watching people playing slots on YouTube.
Exactly. Yeah. Nicole can catch up on the things that we tell her she can watch later. It's everyone wins, you know? Everyone wins. Until next time, this is Brennan signing off, saying thanks for listening and enjoy.
Thanks for listening to Films with the Women in My Life. If you enjoyed being a listener in our life, please rate and subscribe on Apple Podcasts or on your favorite podcast app. Keep up with the latest from the show on Instagram at Brennan_podhost, on Facebook at Films with the Women in My Life, and on Twitter at FilmsWomenPod. Finally, you can email the show with questions and suggestions at filmswiththewomen@gmail.com. Original music for the show was created by Ian Burke and Chris Iwanek. Original artwork created by Nicole D'Alessio. This show is produced by Brennan Snyder. Thank you again for listening and enjoy your movies.